Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Okay, welcome into the Transit Town Jeep Ram Overtime Show. As you heard from Todd there, Nate Geary. The Bills, they did the thing tonight that, listen, being wrong is sort of a rite of passage for me. I'm wrong a lot. And I came into this game thinking, A, the Bills were going to get washed. B, I'd only really learn something in a loss. And C, that this passing offense was broken and was not really resembling even the last couple of seasons where they'd go through lulls and figure it out and then they were fine. It looked good. They beat the Chiefs by a score, but it felt like more, right? I mean, it kind of felt like they blew them out. Josh Allen, 3 incompletions in this game, looked like the quarterback that we've all kind of come to just expect. James Cook, 27 carries in this game. I don't know that that's a career high, but it's got to be close. Dalton Kincaid, 100 yards on 6 receptions. Shakir getting it done. Elijah Moore makes a big catch, but it's the defense. Today's all about the defense. As much as, you know, Josh Allen, just an unbelievable performance, he's now the MVP favorite, which, by the way, I don't agree with. It should be Drake May. I think Drake May's been week in and week out the best quarterback in the league in football, and if not him, it should be Matthew Stafford. But, you know, this is how the odds work. Let's start with first acknowledging the loss of Michael Hoyt tonight, which is just such a gut punch for this team. 2 weeks in a row, losing your definitely for sure your best defensive lineman in Ed Oliver, and maybe the biggest spark plug you have on your defensive line in Michael Hoyt, who, going into that situation, like, me and Bulldog were texting each other, like, oh, man, just like, Michael Hoyt, he's unbelievable. What a player. And it's just like, man, losing him sucks. Just cannot catch a break. These injuries, it's tough. But the defense, I've got some things to complain about. One being, why is Trey White even? I mean, for me, you could put a headset on Trey White at this point. And this is not a shot at Trey. It's more so a shot of confidence that the guy that's been playing, you know, on and off every series for 2 games is clearly. He's a player. 31's a player. Maxwell Hairston is a player. The speed, it's so evident. I mean, he made Xavier Worthy look normal. Like, that guy is very fast and runs past people. And, like, it kind of just felt like he was pacing him. There's a couple of you know, down-the-field plays where he's just in his hip pocket. They're going to be able to do some things in coverage with Max Harrison on the field. The question was, what would his speed translate to effective play at the cornerback position? Would he be able to play zone in this zone-heavy scheme? And, you know, I mean, thus far, I think you've seen Trey White play a lot of the zone looks and him get a lot of the man looks when he's in. So we'll see how that evolves over the next couple of weeks. But I would expect his snap count to I don't know at this point what the point of sort of slow playing him is. He's clearly healthy. He needed probably two games to get his feet wet. Let him free. And I think next week's a great time to do it. I mean, Jaylen Waddle is going to have the speed. I think he gives you some opportunities to play some man against Waddle. All in all, good stuff all around. I feel like I learned something about the Bills. I feel like I learned that they are the team they've been for the better part of 5 years. They are not a team that I thought what I'd learned today was in a loss, that this could really be the end of how this team is, you know, sort of been built. They might have to flip this thing on its side and try to start over. That's how dramatic I think my head was feeling before this game, because it just did not feel like there was going to be the ability for this passing offense to snap its fingers and get out of it. No Josh Palmer today. Keon Coleman essentially irrelevant. 2 catches, 17 yards. I think this was a unique matchup against a team in the Kansas City Chiefs, which if you get to face them again, yippee. I mean, I don't think they can cover tight ends and running backs. So because they can't cover tight ends and running backs, I do think it puts the Bills in a unique position when they get to play him again. But I don't know that the conversation around the wide receiver position and finding somebody that can do what Xavier Worthy does, even though the Bills have somebody just as fast and, you know, can kind of equalize that. I still think I need that weapon on the Bills offense. Getting Josh Palmer back will be big. But, you know, tonight was about the tight ends, and great. I'm very happy they stepped up, but they need more from their receivers. And I don't think you're going to be able to do this week in and week out, where you're relying on your tight ends to make a lion's share of the plays. So something to, you know, chew on and think about. But I think it's hard to think of anything other than tonight than to be happy about them getting a win. I don't think it means a damn thing about what the outcome will be in January. I don't think a lot, I'm not saying Bills fans, I don't think the media, the national media specifically, will have learned any lesson about this. It will be today or tomorrow on Fox Sports 1, you know, Nick Wright will talk about how this is the Bills Super Bowl every year. He probably won't be that wrong. And then you'll hear proclamations from the people sitting at the desk that the Bills are the best team in the AFC and that this game really means anything and it proves something. I don't think it does any of those things. I think the Bills tonight were straight up. They just were the better team. They were better than the Kansas City Chiefs, and they might just be better than the Kansas City Chiefs. And that just might be the situation. I don't know that that means they'll beat them in January, but I think I feel confident in saying the two teams that lined up, one was notably better than the other, and the Bills were the better team. All right, let's get connected with our fans. It's powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. And Michael from North Tonawanda kicks us off. You're on the Overtime Show. Good evening, Michael.
Hey, I got 4 points now because after listening, I can just come up with more points. 1 point, I am so happy that we won this game. This is a big win, a big statement win for the Bills overall. Number two, I don't know, because I was in the stands, I don't know if that was the first ball thrown to Maxwell Harrison, but if that was and he picked that off, that was unbelievable. Like I said, I was in the stands. I didn't really know. Three, he threw the challenge flag on a intentional grounding. How is that not only a penalty or a loss of down? That should be either you lose down or lose the timeout or something, or what was I saying? So, that was a benefit for them just to throw the red flag for a challenge on a penalty when we know that's not available.
I'll say this though, Michael, is I don't. When it happened, everyone in the broadcast booth looked around and said, "Can you? Is that a reviewable play? Not sure it's a reviewable play." I think the thought was, like, a pass interference penalty is not reviewable. But right. If there was a tipped ball, you could review the fact that there was a tipped ball that would negate the penalty. I think that that was their thought process. I don't know that there is generally a penalty if you throw a challenge flag on a non-challengeable play. I don't know. I don't know the rule there.
That should be a loss of something, either a timeout or like a delay of game penalty at the very least, in my opinion. Four, I love Josh Allen. I have a baby on the way. He can take my baby all day, and I know you're a lip cuck, so you can take that all day. But, like, Josh Allen, I love.
Let's go to Dave in Chicago. Dave, you're on the Overtime Show. Good evening.
Hey, Nate. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
This one meant a lot for me. Anytime we beat Kansas City, especially when we frustrate Mahomes the way we did, it feels like a real statement. And sure, obviously the real test is doing it in January, but I think it's okay to enjoy a win like this. What really gives me optimism is the way the defense looked. You had mentioned the Harrison play running stride for stride with Worthy down the sideline really just brings a new element of speed to this defense that we didn't have. And Bishop played lights out today as well. If those two continue to develop, it genuinely changes the ceiling of this defense. And it's also worth noting that McDermott being more directly involved on that side of the ball looks like it's paying off. And then offensively, there were stretches where we looked efficient. Cook is a star, and he might be maybe the most explosive back in the league right now, but we still need another piece or two in terms of receivers. And I just can't stand watching third and long tunnel screens to Shakir.
Yeah, let me hit on that really quick, Dave. Thanks for bringing that up. I know that their plan, I'll tell you, I know what the plan was. Their plan was going into this game against those Spags pressure looks, was to hit them with some screens and see if they could pop one. I don't love it as your consistent or your only answer to pressure. It's kind of been their only answer to pressure. So I do need them to find another like plan B and plan C and some variation to their answers against the blitz. But those tunnel screens are, that's what they're hoping is that Khalil Shakir can do what he does best, make a guy miss, and, you know, we're kind of off to the races. But they got to be able to read it properly. But I would love another solution to when teams try to bring pressure. And right now the solution seems to be to run the tunnel screen. And I think I'd like to see a little more from there. All right, timeout. Other side, we'll continue taking your phone calls. The phone number, of course, 803-0550 is your number tomorrow on WGR. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Northwest. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe will break the game down in the morning. Then the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio at 10, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Shope and Bulldog at 3. They'll have with them at 4 o'clock Eric Wood. Then at 7:30, Westwood One presents the Cardinals at the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. More on the other side, including some Bruin around the league. We'll get you caught up with the Sunday night game, which is a blowout here on the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back to pass, has some time. Fires over the middle, it's complete. And racing away is Kincaid, 30, 20, 15, 10, and out of bounds at the 8-yard line. It's first and goal, Buffalo.
Chris Brown on the call. Welcome back to the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show. Transitown Jeep Ram, Buffalo's home for Jeep and Ram for 60 years and counting. Before we get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills, I figured I'd get you your eye on the quarterback, which is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. As mentioned earlier, Josh Allen, 23 of 26, 273 yards, 3 total touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 1 through the air. He was sacked 3 times and finished with a passer rating of 123.2. So there's your eye on the quarterback. Before we hop into getting more phone calls, let's get a quick Brewing Around the League, brought to you by Thin Man Brewery and their new Mafia Light, the official beer of Buffalo football tailgate. Seriously, if you haven't had the Mafia Light yet, do yourself a favor. I had a bunch this weekend. They're fantastic. They're very good. Very light, very crushable. So go enjoy yourself a Mafia Light. Around the league. That's what I was getting to. So currently, it is a friggin' blowout in the Sunday night game. It is 28-0 with a minute left in the second quarter. So it's not even halftime. Sam Darnold in this game just going bananas. He is, at this point, I don't believe has an incompletion. Correct. 13 of 13, 229 yards, 4 touchdowns, or 30 fantasy points if you're playing him in fantasy like I am. Elsewhere around the league today, some games of consequence. I guess we'll call this one a game of consequence. The Bears, they handle the Bengals. Every time I looked up, I knew somebody else was in the lead. Joe Flacco had 470 yards and 4 touchdowns in this game against the Bears, who won 47-42. I think all but ending the Bengals' very slim hopes of making a comeback this season. The Panthers, after getting blown out last week by the Bills, 40-9, come back and beat the Packers, who is just a team I can't seem to figure out right now. Tucker Kraft going to be out for the season with a torn ACL, so tough blow in that one. The Titans gave a strong push to the Los Angeles Chargers today. They ended up losing, though, 27-20. A opening play pick six, I think, on the first play of the game by the Titans didn't end up mattering. And thanks to the Falcons for nothing, missing the extra point, they lose by 124-23. The Steelers, it ends up being a 27-20 game, a lot like the 28-21 game here in Buffalo, where I think the game was a little bit further out of reach than the score indicated. Steelers just absolutely dominated the Colts. 6 turnovers from the Colts in that game. The Broncos, I don't know how they keep winning games. It's like that meme from what's the movie where they cook meth, or the show Breaking Bad? Like, you can't keep getting away with this. Denver's eventually going to lose games. I mean, they are so inept on offense for like 80% of the game, and then they figure out a way to win. They won 18-15. The Jaguars, they won in overtime today against the Raiders, 30-29. for those keeping score at home. All right, let's get back to the phones, get connected with our fans. It's powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. And Adam in Texas will kick us off this segment. Adam, good evening to you.
Hey, Nate. Good evening, my brother.
Good evening.
First of all, I'm sorry you have golf season because I live down near the Rio Grande, so golf season is postponed for 2 weeks from January to February. But first, I got to admit, you've been dead on the money tonight. We now know Bishop is a definite 1/2 safety. Hairston is a definite 1/3 cornerback. So now we got to figure out where do we plug the holes before the deadline goes. We lost Hoyt. That sucks. But Allen needs somebody who can get to him. And I got to figure out. You're probably in the same boat I am. If we're going to make a move before the deadline, where do we go? I'll listen to you, brother.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Adam. I think it's an interesting question because I think 4 hours ago, I'm telling you wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver. Maybe another safety, maybe a linebacker. I think I have sort of shifted after tonight thinking I think they need to make a move for another pass rusher because I know like you saw Bosa play another really good game. Bosa's had trouble staying healthy. I'm not banking on him not missing a couple of games due to some kind of soft tissue injury this year. AJ Epenesa has been up and down. I think the move that makes way too much sense for me is Jalen Phillips. Rookie deal still. I think he's on his fourth or fifth year option in Miami. I think he can be, I think the word is he could be had for a third. I think you make that move. And if you can figure out a way to make another one, you swing for another one. But I think for me, all of my attention is turned to defensive end because look at when you have a capable pass rush, what it does to the rest. And like, that's the recipe. That's how you beat Mahomes. So for me, it's go get another pass rusher and, you know, live with what you got in the defensive secondary. This, you know, pairing of Poyer and Hancock, is it perfect? No, but I think it's fine. It's good enough. And you have a defensive coordinator as a head coach. So I need him to make do with what he's got. As much as I really want a Rashid Shaheed, as much as I really want a Chris Olave, I watched tonight and I say, I feel like the Bills could figure out ways to get by on offense. I think for me, if I'm thinking about how this team wins in January against this, you know, against this Kansas City Chiefs team, it's how they did it today, which is getting after Mahomes relentlessly. I mean, pressured at 52.6% of his dropbacks. It's 14% higher than any other matchup the Bills have ever played against Mahomes. That's the recipe. And listen, the coverage on the back end, the coverage and the pass rush were really in sync tonight. And that matters too. It's not just about being able to get to the quarterback with four, but the Bills did it all night getting there with four. And I think they can keep doing it, but I think I need to see them make another move for a defensive end. Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's take another timeout. On the other side, we'll continue getting your phone calls, 803-0550. Sam Darnold still does not have an incompletion. He is just balling tonight for the Seattle Seahawks. More on the other side. You're listening to the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show on WGR.
Has time. Now going to step up in the pocket. Shovel pass complete to Hawes for a first down and out to the 49-yard line.
All right, welcome back. The Bills win 28-21. We're reacting here on the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show. I'm Nate Geary. Let's get back to the phones, get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. And Bob in Amherst kicks us off this segment. Bob, good evening.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Sure can.
A couple quick things. Wondering where Gabe Davis is. He's on the practice squad. That's one thing. I have not been a fan of Coach McDermott. That's just my opinion. I have a former coach from college who coached for one of our rivals that likes him as a man, but says we should have 3 Super Bowl rings because he said Josh Allen's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and he called him a nightmare for any defensive coordinator, and he was one to prepare for. And then the time management stuff, just looking at it, I don't understand it. You know, I know he called 1 timeout, maybe 12 men on the field, but he just seems to burn them. And the last thing I'll say, I'm an Irish rambler, is if you saw Mahomes on a podcast after the 13 seconds, and my coach coached with Leslie Frazier and says, a great man, we called that boundary defense and then pooch kick. Mahomes said those 2 timeouts McDermott burned gave him time to go in playground mode with Hill and Kelsey. So that's I know there's a lot of stuff there, but I'd love to see Gabe on the field.
Yeah, you know, thanks, Bob. I think there was a situation after his first practice where he had some swelling in the knee. So I think he did not practice on Friday. I imagine they're working to ramp him up. I'm sure you will see an elevation at some point this season for Gabriel Davis. I think that there was probably a little bit of residual issues with the knee, which is why he didn't play. Ken in Syracuse, you're on the Overtime Show. Good evening.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. A couple things. Number one, a big shout-out to Joe Brady. I thought he called a fantastic game today. Great Nick. He stuck with the run. The team did a great job of blocking and protecting Brady. Protecting Josh. You know, the previous caller just mentioned Sean and his timeout. Was there any speculation in the broadcast booth or whatever when he called the timeout during the, you know, before the field goal, as to why that was called?
You know, I don't. Hello? Yeah, I don't on that specific play. No, but the timeout usage. It's funny. I think he's a defensive coach, and he just loves taking timeouts when the defense is on the field. You know, I'm not going to really give him a hard time tonight. You're not the first caller to call in about the timeouts. I don't know that I care, but maybe I will if they lose a game and instead of having 2 timeouts, they've got 0 timeouts and Josh Allen doesn't have enough time to get stoppages and go down and win the game. Otherwise, like in a game today, I'm not sure that it necessarily matters. Dan in Saratoga Springs, good evening.
Oh, good evening. I'll first acknowledge, before I start complaining, I will acknowledge this was a great win. Enjoyable game, you know, nail biter, of course. Congratulations to a lot of players. A shame we lost Hoyt. But the wide receivers accounted for 101 yards, at least by my quick math, of our production tonight. And that's not good enough. That's Dalton Kincaid alone got 101. If you take away Shakir's yardage, they got 58. They got to get a wide receiver in the next, you know, less than 48 hours. How could they possibly go anywhere in the playoffs with this kind of production? That doesn't seem to change, right? It's been consistent throughout the season that the wide receivers are not producing much. How could we possibly go anywhere in the playoffs if we don't add to this wide receiving core? And you know, I would love to think Gabe Davis would solve our problems, but I'm a realist, and
yeah,
we need to get somebody else.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dan. Listen, I don't disagree that it's an issue. Like, they do need help at receiver. But I think if you ask me today what's more important, I think you can get by. I think today showed you could get by against a good defense. Do I think it's enough? Maybe not. But I think where I'm going to really place the emphasis on is rushing the passer. And I need to replace, even if it's not a 1-for-1 replacement for Michael Hoyt, I need to replace him with someone that's got some juice around the edge. Like, I think that's where I am. And I think that, to me, takes a little more precedent over the need at wide receiver, which I'm not disagreeing there isn't a need. It's just, I think right now you've got to figure out the priorities. They just don't have a ton of money to spend. Let TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550 for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 4th, 2026. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. Timeout, other side. We'll continue taking your phone calls here on the Trenton Jeep Ram Overtime Show on WGR.
Mahomes in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Four-man rush. Back to pass. Has time. Pocket collapsing, and they've got him wrapped up for the sack. Michael Hoyt, Greg Rousseau, Joey Bosa. It was a party in the Chiefs' backfield.
Welcome back to the Transit Town Jeep Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town Jeep Ram, Buffalo's home for Jeep and Ram for over 60 years and counting. Welcome back to hour two here of the Transit Town Jeep Ram Overtime Show. I'm Nate Geary, Tanner Saunders on the board for you. We're going to get to some more player sound from the locker room here in a few moments, but a reminder that tomorrow on WGR Sports Radio 550, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe will be breaking the game down in the morning. Then the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio at 10, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Then it's Show Up and Bulldog at 3. They'll have Eric Wood with them at 4. Then at 7:30, Westwood One presents the Cardinals at the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Buffalo Bills Football Monday all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Let's get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. And Brian Arcade kicks us off this hour. Brian, good evening.
Hey, guys. Yeah, exciting game, man. I mean, I think that's obviously a big one to come back from where this team was after the Falcons game. You had the national media telling you that it's not your year, you're down, and then to win two games like that and be right there 6-2 with the Dolphins on tap. I mean, things look a lot better. A lot of things to break down this game, but the big takeaway obviously for me is the trade deadline. And you know, the Bills are at $1.5 million of cap space, according to SpotTrack now. And so I don't know what they can do. You might have to have Mike Jannetty on the phone as quick as you can to see what levers they can pull to open up some cap space. Of course, Trey Hendrickson comes to mind, but that's probably not likely, even if you eat half of the contract, right? I mean, he got a bump to $30 million, so that's $15 million roughly that he'd be owed this year. So I don't know how you can open up that much, but yeah, I agree with you. I think defensive tackle or defensive end, you need somebody who can swing and kick inside or go outside at the trade deadline. Be nice to know Dorian Strong if he's going to be able to come back this year.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, maybe not sounds like it, but if you had that corner, then I definitely would be like all in. And the other thing would be like, I heard that the Bills were in on Logan Wilson. I think that changes after today, after Hoyt goes out.
Yeah.
It's got to be defensive interior, somebody who can swing on the line. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Brian. It's tough because Hoyt is, I think, such a unique type of player. I don't think he fits into one particular position. I love today they were running like three down linemen and having him kind of pop around in the interior. He was rushing, especially on third down on obvious rushdowns. It was him, Walker, and Rousseau and Bosa. Rousseau today had tied his career high for 9 pressures in a game. And I think they need one more guy that can just do it with some, especially with Noah Oliver in the middle and not knowing when they'll get him back. I think priority number one is finding another pass rusher, whether it's from the middle or from the edge or someone that's got some ability. That's why I like Jalen Phillips a lot. You would have to, you know, have the Dolphins eat some of that salary because he is on his 5th-year option. We did look into that. So they would have to eat some of the salary, and depending on what you're willing to trade for a player like that, I think there's a chance a team like the Dolphins would eat some salary in order to get a decent draft pick in return. So I think defensive end is kind of where my head is going over the next. So I think the next 48 hours will be fascinating. We'll see what happens. But thanks for the call. Let's go to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, you're on the Overtime Show. Good evening.
Hey. Okay, hey, God, great talking to you.
Thanks, man.
Spot
you
on. With Hoyt going down, we need to do exactly what you just said. We need to get somebody that can affect the pass rush. He played excellent the 2 games that we had him for, and I was so my heart is sunk because he went down, and I hope that Brandon Bean can find a way to get a player of his caliber to close the season out. We have hope. Now we get some receivers coming back. A defensive player is a lot easier to bring on than an offensive player, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know where you necessarily look. Again, it's really a decision that Brandon Bean's got to make on what he prioritizes more. He spent a lot of assets, draft picks, all that good stuff. The defensive line's been injured. It's tough because this sort of takes me back to a couple of years ago when the Bills signed Von Miller. They signed Von Miller, and then they never really got to see the whole group play together, right? It was supposed to be Vaughn, Milano, Bernard on the back end. You've got Trey White, like, and obviously Poyer and Hyde, and you just never got to see it. It never ended up materializing. I hope it's too bad we're not going to get to see, you know, what Oliver and Hoyt and what this defensive line can do when they're all healthy. We got like 15 snaps of that. It's bleeping sucks, let's be honest. All right, let's go to the rookie, Max Hairston, who spoke after the game with the media, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
I believe a few of us spoke to you on Wednesday, and we asked you about playing against Patrick Mahomes. And you made a comment
like, I want to intercept Patrick Mahomes. And then it happened. Did, you know, it live up to maybe the hope and the expectation?
Yeah, honestly, just, you know, earlier in that week when we talked, me just manifesting it, you know, just putting it in the air and then just trusting God the rest of the way. You know, I go out there, I pray before every drive, and I just play with confidence and play free, knowing that I'm protected by God. And he came through, man. Got my first interception on Pat Mahomes.
What was the defense you got? Was it straight man-to-man?
No, so that was actually the zone concept, but it's a zone where we kind of make it look like man and then kind of fall back and really just trusting what I saw from their two-minute drive in the first half, knowing that they would come back to it at the end of the game, just trusting what I see, being at the right spot, doing my 111, and the ball found me.
What did you see from Cole tonight?
Man, Cole was flying around. Cole had about 10 PBUs tonight, but it was cool seeing Cole fly around, man. Like, and even all week in practice, he was flying around, so I knew he was poised to have a good game. And, man, it's just so fun out there playing with those guys like Cole and everybody else on defense, man. It's just fun.
What was working for this defense tonight in general? You know, you guys came into the game banged up. You had a lot on your plates, but were able to get those big stops. Just what worked for this defense?
Honestly, just trusting one another, doing our 111, trusting the guy to the left, trusting the guy to the right, and then just playing fast and playing free.
Max, what was it like for you to play here the first time?
Yeah, first time playing here, man. I won't lie, beginning of the game, I was a little nervous, but I'm like, hey, you know, I'm here for a reason. You know, Bills Mafia is the best, and I was happy to be able to play in front of them.
Max, how gratifying is a game like tonight in a moment like the interception, given the offseason, the injury, and, you know, how long it took for you ultimately to make your debut?
Honestly, you know, games like this is the games that, you know, I prayed for growing up. This is games that, as a little kid, you wanted to be a part of. And the fact that I was a part of this game tonight, man, was, like, truly like a dream come true. And then, you know, speaking of camp, you know, getting injured, missing, you know, the first couple games of the season, really just relying on the guys on the team, man. They kept me going. They kept me up. And just being back out here, they keep me confident, man. So I love being a part of this team, man. It's really a brotherhood.
You came in to the league. They drafted you because you were one of the fastest guys in this draft this year. Did you realize against this team, as fast as they are, confidence level in your speed? Did you feel like now you know you can play at this level against guys that fast in this league?
Yeah, so I knew coming into this game that they got about four or five receivers that could just go. And then having Worthy, who just set the record last year, and then just knowing what to expect and just being confident because I ran a fast 42, so I know I feel confident with running with anybody, and a game like tonight will really, like, prove that.
Max, with so many young guys playing big roles on this defense, what does a game like this one against a team and a quarterback like that do for this group moving forward in terms of confidence?
It honestly just shoots you through the roof. Like, you know, we take every game as, you know, as a big game, but, like, just to do that tonight, to finish, to close out the game, man, it was just one of them games that you just love, bro, that you just dream to be a part of.
All right, there is Bills rookie corner Maxwell Hairston following the game. And, of course, brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. A note there from Max Hairston, who has been basically subbing in and out of every drive with Bills' Trey White. In this game, he talked about that specific play, the interception play. But there was another play in this game, too, where he just ran stride for stride with Xavier Worthy, who, again, is an incredibly fast player, one of the fastest players in football. And this defense, I think, desperately needs the speed and I think confidence that Maxwell Hairston brings. I still would like to see better from I we have not seen the same Christian Benford. They need to eventually see that Christian Benford. They need him back. I don't know whether it's, you know, lingering injuries or, he's being asked to cover the other team's number one wide receiver. That's not nothing. But if they can get the version of Christian Benford we had last year with an up-and-coming, really exciting player in Max Harrison, should be a fun rest of the season. Let's go to Bills tight end Dawson Knox, who met with the media after the 28-21 victory. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
Dawson, tight ends were a real big part of this game. I mean, obviously, Dalton, you had a big catch on the sideline. Just tell us about, you know, why do you think that was in this game?
You know, I think going into every game, you never know who's going to get the most targets or the most catches or if you're going to get a target, but just being ready is really important. And we have an awesome coach, awesome coaching staff that'll prepare us the right way. And hats off to Hazy making some big catches. Dalton, I mean, unbelievable, but kind of used to that. He's just he's a baller, man. So it's so fun to see those guys making big plays, I think.
What did you see on your catch? How did that play develop?
Just a great scheme by offensive coaching staffs. I mean, Joe Brady called it, and it was a kind of bluff, you know, the corner making them think it's outside zone. And, you know, because we ran that a ton last week in Carolina, so we knew that they were going to be ready for it. So just kind of make them think you're blocking them and get down the scene.
What did it mean for you guys as a passing game to get that passing game going after, the last couple of weeks, really?
Yeah, I mean, we have that motto, everyone eats. I know everyone's heard that. And that includes running backs, tight ends, receivers. So it's such a fun offense to be a part of because you never know how involved you're going to be directly in the offense. But everyone does their job on every play, whether it's blocking, running the route, catching, protecting. So it's just fun being able to do both.
What does it mean to get a win over that team, knowing the caliber that they are?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're an incredible team. Year in, year out, you know, they've been a great team for a long time. So we always know that we'll probably see them twice. So having a win during the regular season is big. And hats off to them. They're just well coached, bunch of talent all around.
Over 400 yards total offense, 260 passing, 140 rushing. How important is that for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun being able to do that. And Josh is Josh, man. He's the MVP. He's the best football player in the world. So being able to go out and show that, and after last week, the run game was awesome. And then this week, being able to throw the ball like we did. And I think it's, again, just being ready to be able to do either, whatever the week presents.
Josh had three incompletions. He said that there are certain games where he knows he's going to be on. You get that sense with him, too. There's certain games where you're like, you know, he's got a variety.
100%. But the funny thing is, he's got the same routine every week. But you can tell early when he's just dialed in, going Superman mode. It's pretty awesome.
All right, there is Bills tight end, Dawson Knox, once again brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. We're going to hear from Bills rookie defensive tackle Deion Walker here in just 1 minute. But I wanted to make one more note on Dawson Knox in this game. Has that big, it ended up being like 30 yards, that 30-yard catch on the sidelines. To me, the two big downfield throws today, the touchdown to Kincaid and then that throw to Dawson Knox, I still think speaks a little to the issues the Bills are having, like right now in this game. I know they end up winning and they look good doing it. Their only two 20-plus yard throws down the field, like air yards down the field going to tight ends, is a little bit of, to me, a microcosm of the issues they have at the wide receiver position. But all right, let's go to hear from Bills defensive tackle Deion Walker. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
They're trying to stay locked in, stay in with it, and, you know, just hope no explosive hit through my gap.
What is it like? I mean, you know, you're dominant in college, right? But now you're in the pros and you're playing against all pro linemen, you know. So what is that like? Like, have you picked up on tendencies and things like that so far, you know, with those guys?
I say I'm still learning. The vets are doing a great job at teaching me things to look at, little tips. Like, DQ gave me a little tip about the center today. So, like, just pregame, just little things that he's seen while he's watching film, even though he's not playing. He just wants our D-line to be the best D-line in the league.
Kareem Hunt, power running back. You know, what did you guys expect from them running the ball, coming in without Pacheco, and how it played out?
You know, Kareem Hunt, he's a great running back. great downhill back, you know, you need multiple people to tackle him. I feel like our best or our emphasis on defense was, you know, stopping the RPO and stopping the run with the four down linemen. And of course we made some mistakes, you know, some plays we could tackle better, some plays we could fit it better, but you know, overall, you know, there's only one letter that really matters, and that's the W.
Your college teammate Max Harrison gets his first NFL interception. What do you think about that?
Nah, man, I'm actually mad at him. I was on the field that play, and he just started running. Then I said, okay, I'll get him on the sideline.
You wanted to congratulate him.
Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, I'll get him on the sideline. We get over to the sideline. Everybody congratulating him. I'm like, okay, I'll get him after the game. After the game, you know, I can't find him. Everybody recording him. But, you know, I'm happy for my brother. You know, that's just showing and giving him confidence after, you know, the bad spring. You know, he was so hard on himself. Now he know that he can go out there and play.
All right, there's Bills rookie defensive tackle Deion Walker. Before we hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott and Josh Allen after this timeout, we're going to get one more player sound live from the locker room. This time we've got Bills nickel corner Cam Lewis, who played in place of Taron Johnson tonight, played a heck of a game. So here's Bills nickel corner Cam Lewis. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
And then the rush up front, just trying to go hunt real quick, you know, and you know, we just got it done, though. You know, that's all that matters.
What kind of boost was that end of the first half stop where you held him to three?
Good, real good. Because, man, I honestly thought he got in the end zone. To see he got on a one gave us another chance, you know, to stop him and to allow them to score only 3 points in that situation when they was getting the ball back at half was a big momentum swing for us.
Cam, sorry if you already asked this, but just about Max's interception.
Yeah.
Kind of, what do you think about that?
Proud of him, man. He had a, you know, long journey so far in that injury during training camp. And he's from Michigan, too, not too far from me. So I'm extra proud of him, you know, just going out there, getting his feet wet, getting comfortable with his second game plan. And he's already fitting right in perfect. So, like I said, just super proud of him. Just excited to see what he can do moving forward.
I know you probably got to look back at the film to truly understand the performance. But being back in the secondary with Cole Bishop,
yeah,
what was it like playing with him today? It felt like he was just flying around.
He was making plays today. I don't know what he had going on today, what he ate this morning, but man, that boy was playing his ass off. Proud of him as well. Like I just told him too, you can see that he's getting more and more comfortable every time he step out on the field, and you want that from, you know, your starting free safety. So just proud of the growth he's making, and we can continue to make move forward.
As a guy who's been here like 8 years, I mean, talk about that process of being comfortable and how long it might take you to really understand what your role is and to be comfortable on a play-to-play basis.
Yeah, it takes you a little bit, especially if you got to learn the playbook, different positions, but it just comes with reps, repetition, and then your guys trusting you and you trusting your guys, so your teammates. So that's all it really comes down to. And we have a family here, so it's pretty easy.
All right, there is Bills nickel corner safety do-it-all special teamer Cam Lewis that was following today's 28-21 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to take a timeout, and on the other side, you're going to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott, who spoke to the media after the game, and then you'll also hear from Bills quarterback Josh Allen. All that's coming up next. So you're listening to the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show. This is WGR. All right, welcome back to the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show. I'm Nate Geary. We're going to get back to the podium where Sean McDermott met with the media earlier this evening following the Bills' 28-21 win over the Chiefs. So here's Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Great win. Again, a great environment. Crowd was just awesome. That's a long game right there, and back and forth. Some really high highs and some things we want back. So we can learn from those, but they stayed right in there with us. Great team win. A lot of guys stepped up, maybe that, you know, haven't been playing as much due to the injuries, and they did a great job. Just the back and forth, the journey of a game, kind of like the journey of a season. And I think we learned a little bit about ourselves today. We're not where we need to be, but I saw the team come together when it got tough. I mean, the momentum changed a couple different parts of the game, which is going to happen, and they stood tall. So. Staff, great job by them, both offense, defense, and special teams, putting together a good plan. Josh Allen was phenomenal. That doesn't happen alone. The O-line, receivers, they all did a great job. The blocking in the run game and what James Cook was able to do, that line of scrimmage, as we talked before, was huge. On the other side of the ball, defensively, the D-line led us right there. And then we were able to do some things with our rushing coverage working together, which was good to see, and affect the quarterback a little bit there. Good to see Max get the interception. You know, you got to think about it's only his second game in the NFL, and this is a pretty big introduction to the NFL here, this type of game. So really proud of him, and you know, just overall a good win for us. Michael Hoyt, I know he got injured, but he brought some things to our team, and it was good to have him out there. So I don't know, maybe I left somebody out here, but overall good win.
When it comes to Josh and everything that he's done, sometimes the stats get a little overwhelming because he's got so many big ones. But at least for me, sometimes there's a name that pops up and it makes you think. He passed Earl Campbell today for career rushing touchdown.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
From a historical standpoint, or just can you? You've been asked about him so many times. Is there anything that changes in terms of the superlatives you can talk about this guy?
I mean, just he's an incredible player, incredible human being, and to be able to, someone was asking me the other day about his impact on our community. Everybody sees the talent. Everybody sees, you know, hurdling defenders, scrambling around, making great throws, and I think that is awesome. What's just as important, if not more important to a community, in my estimation, is who he is as a person and the impact he's made on this community, and you don't find that everywhere, right? He's a phenomenal player, and he's got high character, and that comes from his family, of course, and God. It's a real, to me, moment in Buffalo to watch him, and for the kids, the young people in this community, to watch him, how he handles himself, certainly how he plays, and you see these kids with his jersey on, and rightfully so. And I stand by him, because he's that person, right? He's certainly a great player. Easy to stand by a great player, but you stand by a person who is both. And he deserves all the accolades that he gets.
John, do you have any clarification on Michael Hoyt's prognosis and just assuming he's not going to be playing in the short term?
Yeah, so he tore his Achilles. He'll be out. He tore his Achilles. Yeah, so he'll be out, unfortunately.
Given what he gave you in Carolina and what he gave you through three quarters tonight, how big a loss is that?
It's a big loss. You know, I thought he gave us a certain level of toughness, smarts, knowing how to play the game. And, you know, we got to find somebody else that's going to step up. And that's, we've been kind of one of those years we've been, you know, tasked with doing that. And tonight you saw it again. So you can never replace one player. That said, it's about the team. And so it's, we got to continue to figure out how we can manufacture wins at this point and just who's next up. And that's why we continue to tell the guys who may not be playing yet, make sure you're ready, because the team moves through the year, right, with games being played, and these players that aren't playing have to keep up, and so they're ready to go. So we'll see where that leads us this week.
Sean, you talk a lot about the standard for your defense. The first half in Atlanta wasn't up to what you normally do. What's changed since then?
Just the attitude, I believe. Attitude. That's a key step in everything, right, is attitude and understanding how we want things done. And you know, that takes time.
Sean, attitude on the field or attitude in – it sounds like you're saying in preparation, or what do you mean by that?
I think attitude on the field. Not that it was bad. It's just at another level right now. And you got to be nasty if you want to play good defense. If you're not tough as a defense, what do you got, right? If you want to play finesse defense, that doesn't work. So I'm really proud of the staff defensively, led by Bobby, and then the way that the guys have embraced that attitude and that nastiness.
Are you playing a larger role, Coach? You seem to be more active.
About the same. Yeah, about the same.
Sean, where have you seen growth from Cole Bishop? He finished tonight with, I think, like four passes defended, seven total tackles. Yeah. Like, he was all over the place.
Yeah, you saw tonight. I felt Cole out there. I mean, you could making big plays. You could sense his speed, and then he was popping some people out there. And that's again a journey of a young player who is taking steps in the right direction. So, and it's because of his preparation more than anything. And I think more, you know, when you get more and more experience, like anything in life, you start to a little bit more understand what it's going to take, what the job description is, and so he's going to continue to grow for us here.
Sean, Josh said early on that there are certain games where he knows he's feeling it. Dawson Knox said, "Oh, I can tell." Is there something that you sense from Josh early in a game when you know that you're going to be able to ride that?
Yeah. Part of my job is to read our offense and as it relates to going for it or fourth down or not. And right away you could tell, again, talk about attitude and mindset. You know, the way we were running the football in that first series, James Cook, the O-line, you could just see we were our pads were in this direction. You know, it was a forward lean on our offensive line and a forward lean on our offense, Josh included. And when he's rolling like that, I know he's vibing and we go. It gives us more of a chance to be aggressive on fourth downs. He's an elite competitor.
You talk so often about
as much as you've played Mahomes and as great of a player as he is, was there anything different in your approach this week in facing him, or what was the key objective to get the result that you had today?
Well, if I knew, I would have done it X amount of games ago, honestly. No, we're just, Andy, Matt Nagy, their coaching staff's bags. Dave Tobe on the special teams, and it's a great team, and they're very well coached. It's not happened by accident that they've been to where they've been to and won the games that they've won. So, all you try and do is put a lot of time into it, and the results sometimes are variable. So, I thought overall on the whole we played a good solid football game tonight, and I think that's the most. You know, wins are great. But our level of play tonight was at a level that I was happy with.
Sean, as I mentioned, Harris been at the start. He's out there running stride for stride with Worthy, and then, you know, he was smiling pretty wide when he was in here talking about his first career interception is off Mahomes. I mean, what a moment for him. If you had a chance to talk with him, what'd you say to him?
I just passed him actually on the way in here. So, yeah, he was on his way out smiling ear to ear. He's got a bright smile, right? He brings a lot of energy, and if you just go back to – you know, his journey when he was hurt, a couple down days maybe, rightfully so, but his character also shone through in terms of getting himself mentally where he needed to be, doing what he could, even though he couldn't do a lot, and then just staying positive. Positive energy goes a long way, and I thought the training staff did a great job of bringing him along the right way and getting him back, and then his work with behind the scenes with our DB coaches and some of the veteran players as well that have helped him. Well, that's huge.
I know the Chiefs didn't have much time after that field goal at the upright, but what did you see from your defense to finish off that game?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew where the situation would bring us if we ran the ball and tried to kick the field goal there. So they were talking about it, on the headset the whole time. I was really on with the offense. So, they were preparing the whole time, and then it paid off. Situationally, it paid off. We have certain calls for certain situations, and I thought, the call at the end there and the way that they were able to pull Patrick up there was, affected the ability to throw it deeper. So,
Sean, understanding this was only Cole's 12th NFL start, there's been some criticism about the slow development, if you will, at times. Have you seen what we saw tonight from him in practice, maybe even leading up to this performance?
Yeah, there's flashes. For most young players, games are one thing, but practices are another. It's so valuable for them to practice because that's where they get their reps. That's where they make their mistakes. It's awesome. A couple of, Max, I'll single out Max. We ran a play the other day at practice a couple times because he hadn't seen it yet in terms of the defense we were in. And so it was just, hey, we got to see it again. He needs to see it again, and then we teach, we slow it down, and no different for Cole. It's and you name the name, young player. That's what you got to do, and again, that's where the veterans come in, and then these guys having the right mindset to learn and to grow.
You often preach about affecting the quarterback. Just how did you see that play out
awesome
tonight in critical moments?
You got to do it. You got to do it. I mean, Patrick is a once in a lifetime player, and so difficult to beat. And when he stands back there and he's not affected, it's for that type of quarterback, it's almost like 7-on-7. So the rushing coverage did a really good job tonight, and it started by winning early down so we could get him in those some of those third and longs.
I think in that the 4th-and-17 conversion, they had a certain protection where they pulled the guard that circled back as Mahomes was like getting out of the pocket. Have you ever seen a team do something like that where they pull a guard back out of the formation?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you see some of that. It's, you know, it was a huge play, you know, right there. So give them credit. They executed, and we got to find a better answer there. But that was a huge momentum change in the game, I felt like. But I applaud our team, stood tall again, and that's what you got to do. You got to have that type of mentality and that type of attitude.
I'm not sure if Patrick had any rushing yards. It seemed like you guys did a good job of kind of knowing where he was at all times and keeping him contained. How important was that in your defensive game plan?
Yeah, huge. He does a really good job of – it seems like this year, coming into the game, at least he was running more than ever, or maybe like the playoffs, you know, on the playoff runs they've been on. So, you know, we were aware of it and try to do our best to manage it. I don't think you're ever going to stop it, but – excuse me, I thought we were in some situations where we could do our best to manage it, and the guys executed. So that's some of where the Russian covers were working together.
Sean, was a Terrence Johnson injury, like long-term, day-to-day, did he have a chance to play in this game?
No chance to play in the game. I'm not really sure on the length of the injury at this point. So I know we're just taking it 1 week at a time right now.
Was there any consideration of punting there at the end, or was it always field goal just based on where you were?
Field goal, or I was going to go for it. We were going to go for it. So when you get it against a team like this, you got to find a way to try and put them away. You know, they're so good. They can score so fast. We saw the drive before half. And then 4th-and-17, I mean, that's a, you know, I think I was with Andy years ago. If we had like 4th-and-20-something, 28, what was it? 26 in a playoff game against Green Bay, right? Freddie Mitchell.
Speaking of right before the half, after they make that big completion, you call a timeout. Was that pretty automatic at that point, or did it have something to do with personnel and just how you managed the possibility of what happened? You kept them out of the end zone?
Yeah, that was a huge series, if you will, or sequence down there tight. I mean, I think it was 3 plays down there, and that first play, the run defense stood up, because I think that made him burn the timeout. And then we went two pass plays in a row consecutively there, and we kind of had a feel, you know, with the situation not having timeouts, I got to go to the end zone twice there. So we stood up. Those guys did a great job, executed. Defensive staff had a great plan there.
Clarify on Michael Hoyt, when the cart came out and then left for him, was that his choice to call
yes,
it off and save
about
the team?
That, right? He wanted to see the game. You know, that's just awesome. I feel terrible for him.
Sean, every the last few years, you've seen the Chiefs again. What do you do? Do you just put this aside now is what you got to do, but in your mind, you know this could be the first of two again with them?
We got to move forward. I understand what you're saying, but we got to move forward. It's time to turn the page after tonight, wake up tomorrow morning, turn the page, and get on to the Dolphins here.
There is your head coach, Sean McDermott, following tonight's 28-21 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. More with the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show on the other side. We'll hear from Bill's quarterback, Josh Allen. That's on the other side. You're listening to the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back for our final segment. And ending tonight will be quarterback one, Josh Allen, from the podium. And all of our live locker room sound is brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
Told us on Wednesday that this was it, like any other game. Does it feel like any other game with the way that you guys played and the team that you beat?
I mean, yeah, they're the pinnacle of what you want your franchise to be. They've been that for the last 8 years. Anytime you get a chance to play, you know, the best, and you can come away with a victory, you're going to be feeling pretty good. There's a lot to be happy about, but like I alluded to earlier this week, it's never as good, never as bad as you think. So got some stuff to clean up. We'll watch this one tomorrow and get rid of it.
Josh, you were 75% throwing. I mean, only three incompletions. You got three incompletions to clean up, but could you talk about how he's able to get into a run today?
Yeah, I think Joe did a good job of scripting some stuff early on. Couple bad pocket movements by me, taking a couple sacks that I shouldn't have. There's some stuff to clean up that the stat sheet might not say it, but some stuff to clean up.
Did you take a breath in those last 22 seconds?
Oh, absolutely not. No. Again, that's Mahomes. You know, everybody knows his greatness and what he's meant to this sport. You never know what's going to happen with the ball in his hands, but I'm proud of how our defense played there at the end.
Josh, when you guys play, it's always you and Pat is the conversation. But in this game, there were so many unlikely heroes and players that stepped up. Who stands out to you as some of those guys?
I think offensively, again, our O-line did a great job. We got a 100-yard rusher, against the Chiefs, which does not happen too often at all. The way that James ran the ball tonight was awesome. I thought Elijah's catch there on second down, that flag route, was a really, really tough catch. He's been working his tail off, blocking in the run game, doing everything right in practice, and he had some opportunities. Had an opportunity tonight, and he made the most of it, so very, very happy for him.
Josh, you out here playing football, and you never knew that you broke the record today for most touchdowns for a quarterback in NFL history. I know it's probably the first time you heard about that, unless my guy Kevin let you know. But what did that mean to you for breaking such a record?
It means I'm doing my job. That's all it means.
You mentioned last week you were talking about happy feet or maybe too much energy. Is that similar when you're talking about the sacks?
I could have easily stayed in the pocket and tried to progress through. And getting a little antsy there in the pocket, but that's. Again, going back to trusting my feet, trusting the 10 guys on the field, and just working through some progressions.
Yeah, I know that this is a 28 points and you win the game, and three incompletions as was mentioned. But did you feel even with all that there's some meat left on the bone?
For sure. It's never, like I said, it's never as good, never as bad as you think. But we're gonna be happy about winning football games in the NFL.
That's good balance out there today. What was it like to make sure that y'all was, hitting all cylinders, especially on third down? How important was
it? Yeah, I mean, it talks to our guys, locking in, having a really good week of practice. That's where it starts. We got to continue to carry this over into the next week.
Josh, talk about Dalton Kincaid's performance today. I mean, he's not out there a lot. He's a lot of snaps where he's not out there. But when he is out there, it looks like you are getting him involved. Just talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, he's an absolute stud. You know, continues to get better and better. And I feel like each week he's getting better and he's getting healthier, which is awesome. So it kind of shows you the type of player that he is and can be. He's going to continue to progress. And, you know, my relationship and my trust in him is only going to continue to grow.
Josh, you know early in a game when it's kind of clicking, when you're on. Can you tell, like, halfway through the first quarter, this is going to be one of those?
Yeah. You know, to be candid, it's, yeah, you feel it in your mechanics sometimes, or at least I do. I can't speak for every other quarterback, but early on in the game, you know when you're, I call it slotted, or the ball's coming out of your hand is as good as you really want it. I've been working really hard over the last couple of weeks trying to get back into that feeling, and felt like I had a good feeling early on in this game.
How'd you guys find answers to their man coverage?
Again, guys doing their job, doing what they're supposed to do, making plays. I think Joe giving us answers, and yeah, it's great.
What are the advantages of being able to run under center and then build a passing game off of that, the run success?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's extremely hard for defenses to combat that, and, you know, you want to commit to one thing or another, but, you know, given the guys that we have, I think we have a really good opportunity to be really good at both. But, again, it starts with O-line and James Cook.
I know you're doing a bunch of stuff on the sideline while the game is going on, but did you see any of the plays from Cole or Max that were pretty notable in this game?
I mean, I think obviously if you're talking about the one running down the sideline with Worthy on the go ball, yeah, that's why we got Max here, you know, to be able to run and make some plays for us. And I thought Cole played outstanding tonight, but our D-line had a tremendous game, I felt like, just getting pressure on their quarterback.
There's a run mix balance. You talk about being in a rhythm, and how did this game feel in that regard of the mix of not only run pass, but how the distribution of the ball?
Yeah, again, just trying to go out there and execute each and every given play call, trusting what Joe's calling. Again, if it's something underneath that's open, just take it early, especially early. But finding completions and just trying to stay in front of the sticks.
Does it feel like it's evolving?
Or yeah.
How can you put into words like where you are, just in how you view the offenses?
Well, we feel like this is more of who we are. You know, let James go and do what he does, be able to run some play action. Again, finding completions, and when we need to drop back, you know, especially on third down, we got the guys capable to go make plays for us.
Big win.
Last
here.
One for Josh.
Big win for Kansas City, but how do you guys build off of this year?
Yeah, just continue to carry it over in this week's practice. Learn from this tape and get ready for next week.
That was Bills quarterback Josh Allen. I'm Nate Geary. Tanner Saunders on the other side. I will be off next week while the Bills take on the Miami Dolphins. So I will enjoy that from the beautiful state of South Carolina on the golf course, hopefully. So I'm Nate Geary. Tanner Saunders, we appreciate you listening to another edition of the Transatlantic Jeep Ram Overtime Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.